This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Saquon Barkley today is help paving the way for other running backs in the future, creating a new benchmark by which they will try to achieve in the future. With the cap going up, it makes it easier to do. And now we're starting to see very gradually running backs achieve some of the value in their contracts. But you're also starting to see it in the draft, which later on will equate to deals in free agency.
Somebody write that out for me. Barkley gets paid. Talking about James Cook, Josh Allen, that news just for the last few minutes. Oh, watch out.
The Josh Allen news isn't a new contract, by the way. It's a marketing arrangement.
It is a new contract, but it is not a new Bills contract.
Right.
Watch out, you better not slip. Guys, you're afraid to say it. Too much focus, not on football. If. Not when, if.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That's just going to be sitting there.
Yeah.
Right on a tee.
Yeah.
If he...
wasn't there already with the Hollywood...
He didn't slip.
Yeah, right.
You have to slip first.
I see.
Or even you could predict it. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
A slip.
I think he's impervious to the slip.
Really?
Slip proof.
So it's gone now. So this cannot be put to the test. But today was another day where there was food all over the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Donuts. And yesterday there was a king cake with the little baby in it. You ever have that?
That box scared me. I didn't look very closely at that box. I'd never seen anything quite like it. I peered. It had one of those clear cellophane tops on it, and I'm not here for the king cake. I'm out. I don't know what that is. I'm not looking any closer.
One of our coworkers yesterday was eating some of it, and I said, "Did you find the baby?" And he's like, "What are you talking about?" And somebody driving, at least one person right now listening, is like, "What is he? What do you mean? There's a baby in a cake?"
I don't know what the hell's
going on. But there's a little in a king cake, like Mardi Gras. There's a little plastic baby toy that somebody will find. Don't eat it. It's hard plastic. You're not supposed to eat the baby.
It'd be like eating a Lego. Yeah, don't do that.
Right. It'd be very much very similar. Yeah, I imagine. Yeah. Anyway, today donuts and. There had been other food there.
There was breakfast stuff. I saw an email this morning about breakfast stuff and donuts.
There was a wrap that was open on the wrapper.
I saw that.
Half a wrap.
Yeah.
That had been there probably for hours. Mm-hmm. I didn't get too close, but mm-hmm. I did write down what would it take for you to eat that. But it's gone. Probably thrown out. It looks like it's been cleaned up out there.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a half a dozen boxes of donuts when we got here. Now, when I last went out there, they were all arranged neatly on a big platter,
yes.
Which I thought was that's nice. It looks nice.
Sounds like somebody touched all the donuts.
That definitely had to happen. Although you could have used the little paper thingies, maybe.
Do you think someone did that?
No, but you could have.
However, somebody. My guess would be Samantha. Somebody. So minded to neaten the area, maybe would be the a person who would
not
touch them with their own hands.
Soil all the donuts. Right. Soil's a little strong.
So it would take it would have taken me a lot to eat the wrap.
I would have to have been snowed in here, working through the night, and then walked out there and seen that. All right, it looks like somebody cut that in half. Like, it didn't look like it had a bite taken out. It looked like it was severed.
At least there's that.
With a utensil of some kind. So, okay. But, yeah, I'd have to be working on, like, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, no food. Like, oh, look at that. There's some bacon in there. All right.
I got to eat something.
Bacon's fine.
Bacon is fine, yes. It's probably not going to kill me.
No.
But, again... Yeah. Unless you go digging through the garbage.
Yeah, I'm glad that we, you know, didn't get to make that decision.
Did you happen to read Matthew Berry's piece about the combine?
I did.
All right.
I retweeted it.
You did?
Yeah. No comment, just retweeted. I didn't. Oh, this is interesting. Whatever. I retweeted it.
One Bills paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
His Bills source. I feel like that's going to be somebody pretty high up. How many people would Matthew Berry cite as a Bills source? I doubt it would be an assistant coach, unless it's maybe a coordinator, but probably not below the level of assistant coach. Head coach could be. I don't know if he'd be acquainted
could
with
be,
McDermott.
Could be Bean.
Bean would be my guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know. How many other people in the organization would qualify, like somebody that you, the kind of relatively big name reporter, like he's not Schefter, he's more in the fantasy space, but still, would be somebody that would matter enough to you know.
I love thinking about stuff like this. I don't know how interesting it is to our audience, but I think someone, I'm not super familiar, you've probably read Matthew Berry's writing for years because of his fantasy prominence.
Not really.
I've not read a lot of his writing, but I feel like anybody reporting, like, and this is he's like saying this isn't like what's the disclaimer on the piece? It's all just scuttlebutt. It's rumors I heard while in Indianapolis. This isn't reporting. This is gonna anyway.
Man, he said that like five times too.
So, but with that,
okay, got it
right. With that said, I think if it's anyone below the level you're talking about, like below coordinator, prominent assistant coach, it's just a source. I think Bill's source means it's – my immediate thought when I saw Bill's source was that's Bean.
Yeah, I mean it could be –
I don't have to be right about that, but that's just how I would do it.
It could be what you said, or it could be just like, again, like gossip around the Bills. You don't even have to – you don't need a source if you're writing like that.
Right.
So you would not even be that specific. Another reason, I think, to think the same way you do, which is maybe the GM is telling him this. I guess we could find out if Cooper... The prediction was Matthew Berry through a Bill source. Kincaid bounces back and Cooper just bounces.
Right.
Kincaid bounces back. He was more hurt than you know. And they think that this Bill source supposedly gave Barry the impression that maybe Cooper is washed.
Yeah, might be done, I think is the phrasing used in the piece. And Kincaid is like a, you know, you can probably get him as a bargain in fantasy drafts. You should consider it because he'll be back is the way I took what he was writing there.
I'm not sure I'm going to want to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
I can believe that he was hurt. We even saw it.
Mm-hmm.
He missed time. Like that was not really a secret. With Davis, it was more of a secret. Not. I don't mean that like in a certain way, but he was hurt early in the season. And he played the rest of the year, and we didn't spend a lot of time talking about whether he was kind of disabled on the field. Davis,
right? Kincaid, you could see Kincaid had a huge brace on. I don't remember Davis having any accessories whatsoever. Different injury. I think Davis was a foot or an ankle, and Kincaid was a knee. So he had the bulky brace for a little while. Like you could see evidence of it more readily than I think you could see it with Davis.
What, speaking of evidence, we just don't have much evidence that Kincaid is the player they said he would be. They haven't used him when it started anyway. They weren't using him as such. And then the second year, like there just were very few big plays. The idea was, or else it's not a first-round pick. The idea was that he would be a difference maker. in their offense. And really, he hasn't been. He hasn't been terrible, but he hasn't been that. And so that's kind of where I land when it comes to him right now is I don't know if like their scheme is – they've got a tight end already. Shakir is locked up for a big contract extension. He's their number one receiver. Where is Kincaid? I sort of have the same doubts as a year ago. Last year, I talked myself more into him because, you know, young tight end, and there was really no one else that I wanted to bet on.
And he caught 73 passes as a rookie, which is a really good – I mean, it's not Sam Laporta or the guy from this year whose name has escaped me for some reason, Bowers, but still, it was really good.
It was fine. It wasn't special. Agree?
By the standard in the league now, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't special. So there might be a PR campaign, you know, coming our way that Kincaid really just was not physically there.
Right. You're going to want one or the other. Well, I should say what the two things are. Right? Big plays. Yeah, great. Stretching the seam. He's an athlete. He knows how to work coverages and find the soft spot. And, like, yeah, that'll work. And it's weird that Allen missed him so much. Like, the miss percentage was egregiously high on him, way more so than any other guy on the team. So that was weird. But, so, okay, if I don't get the big plays, because touchdowns are big plays too, even if they're from 3 yards away or 10 yards away. Like red zone, like, you know, think about, I know, the gold standard, Kelce, right? Like you're third and goal at the 8. Like Kelce all day long. Like that's it. And that's not happening either. So something's going to have to get going there. Ideally both. You know, it'd be great if he made big plays and, you know, had the odd 30 or 40 yard play mixed in to the, you know, I don't need one every week or anything. That'd be insane. But like just a few would be great. And then, you know, I don't know, a half a dozen touchdowns, 8 touchdowns. Like, come on.
34 games, 5 touchdowns in 2 years. But yes. I don't either think. That, like, in reaction to the fans, or I guess us and the media, that there's going to be that much criticism of him. Like, I don't think it's going to be like something that needs a reaction to. It's 2 years.
They've won a lot. The injury is extremely believable. Like, it sounds like an excuse. This really what it is this year he's got to break through. Then, to me, like I'm not overly worried about him. I would have liked more, you know, either year. Everything I just said. If I don't get, you know, something close to his rookie production with some more touchdowns this year, then you made a bad pick. Like this year is going to really matter. It's year three, and like guess what? Year three afterwards is when you can start talking about these contracts, even with first round picks who have the 5th year option, and. I don't know. He's going to have to do something this year to make me want to even talk about that.
That'd be good. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Sabres and Sharks pregame at 6. This is WGR.